Hello, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Matt, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash.
Oh, okay, Paul. Let me,
yeah, Amy wanted me to give you a call back. Obviously, I was going to call you back this afternoon anyway. Is this good timing? I mean, I know you said sometime this afternoon. Okay, good, good. And did you have any questions? I know that we kind of went over a lot. I'd certainly be happy to go over anything or answer any questions you have.
No, I do not.
Okay. And then, you know, obviously it does include Facebook ads as well. And it is that month-to-month rate. It's still going to be that $249. And then one of the things that we would do, and I hope you're available for it today, it's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We will have one of our technicians kind of call you back and spend about 30, 40 minutes with you talking about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, et cetera, you know, what's unique about your business, knowledgeable, trustworthy, et cetera. We do schedule by the hour, but that call takes about a half an hour, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for it.
Yeah, let's do that Monday.
Okay. Monday? Okay, we can do that Monday. That's no problem. Our schedule for Monday will be pretty wide open. And then the other thing that I would need to do here on this call is to read what's called a voice verification, because we are Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are including the website for you, that we are not only reducing the cost of the service itself, but that we are also waiving the one-time setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. And then I have your first name is Matt. I never really did get your last name, but is it like from the email?
It's Schuzer, yes.
S-C-H-U-Z-E-R, just like the email. I never do want to assume. And then I think I might have asked you before, but let me just confirm. The business itself is service-based, meaning that you're only going out to the customer, right? No one comes to you.
Right.
The 9822 Walnut Canyon Drive, that's not an address that we are going to actively promote for your business. No one will know that's where you reside. Of course, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, the voice verification, like I said, is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am required to read it, though, before I can even ask you for that payment of $249, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and then schedule that follow-up call for Monday. Is that fair?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Multitasking.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but feel free to stop me if you have any questions. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Matt, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online? I have Home Services Pro, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Home Services Pro with an S, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And that is how I have it. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Matthew Schuzer. I am the co-owner along with my wife, Christina.
Perfect, and I've spoken with Christina as well. And then, of course, you are authorized as a co-owner of Home Services Pro to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, right.
Of course. And then, Matt, for any billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. To put it another way, it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can in fact contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Matt, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is, of course, all the content that we'll create for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Matt, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And of course, we do what's called the NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the one-time setup fee, or actually waiving the setup fee, and reducing the cost of the service with it being month-to-month and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 28th of February, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Matt, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as that social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 28th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate would never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That matters simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, when you say pause, I'm not sure what you're saying. Does that mean if somebody does a search, it will not come up?
So that's a good question. So let's say you get a couple of big jobs or you need to go on vacation. I mean, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. Of course, we don't charge you during that time, and we don't charge you after the fact either. Everything is on pause. Now, we don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads, because obviously the Facebook ads come out of that $249 budget. But everything else, and we don't actively update or optimize things either. So if you're If you're on pause for, say, 3 months at a time or more, then you would slowly start to see your placement fall off that first page, but it doesn't happen overnight. And if it's paused for just a few weeks or a month, you wouldn't see any really reduction in your placement at all. Just the one thing that would change would be that we wouldn't run Facebook ads for the time that it's paused. So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle. You know, you get to a downhill, you're obviously going to stop pedaling, you'll keep going, you'll pick up speed even for a little bit, but then without us continuing to update and optimize things, after a while, things do start to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But your website would still be up, the directories would still be up, people would still be able to find you. In fact, you can still get phone calls and schedule jobs even when the service is paused.
Okay, yeah, I can always update my, you know, my email and my voicemail, you know, saying that I'm on vacation.
If you're like, I don't even want to take phone calls and things like that, we can, you know, even put temporarily closed on your profile if you wanted us to do that so that you wouldn't get those phone calls.
No, I don't think I'd want to do that. But.
Yeah, I don't think you would either. I mean, you would still want to get those phone calls, right? I mean, you don't want to lose opportunities or jobs because if someone says, oh, okay, so he's on vacation this week, well, let me call him, leave a message. I like what I saw on the website. I still want to hire him. I can wait a week. And that way you'll still have the opportunity to get that phone call and then maybe follow up with that person even while you're on vacation and schedule something for when you're able to do the work.
Right.
Okay. So I'm looking at Monday's calendar for that client interview. We start early, so the first one would be 8 o'clock. The last one would be 4 o'clock, and it looks like every hour in between except for 1 o'clock, which is when that department takes their lunch break. Did you want something kind of early morning, mid-morning, afternoon?
Afternoon is fine. Yeah.
Afternoon. Okay. So we do have, we could do noon, but then there's also 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock.
Let's go 2 o'clock is fine. Is that
2 o'clock
mountain or is that Eastern?
That's mountain. That's mountain time. So you said 2 o'clock.
Perfect. Okay.
So it'll be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3. It is a one-hour window for a call that usually takes only about half an hour, 40 minutes. It typically gets you right at or at the very near the very beginning of that hour, so right around 2 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and I'll also in a minute or so here send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although there's no problem if you do.
Give me a second.
Sure.
Hello?
I am here.
Hello.
Matt, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's somebody trying to sell me a website.
You don't need one. You don't need to buy one anyway. We'll get that website set up for you.
It doesn't die.
So,
not very nice.
I think you mentioned that earlier. Yeah. Well, like I said, once you have your website, obviously, and once you're on that first page and when you're searchable for your services by both people who need your services and anybody who might want to contact you to sell you theirs, they'll already know you got a website and that you're also optimized professionally. So we've got your client energy scheduled
right
for
here.
2.
So, as far as 2 o'clock on, I'm going to make notes here. Let's see, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Does that still work for you?
2 p.m. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Let me look. That is the
So right about this time on Monday.
3rd March. Okay. And
so
this is this is for the website.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to ask you about mission statement, motto, slogan, you know, your services, your service area. Helps us to build out the website. Of course, it helps us to create any additional content. And of course, it helps us to make sure that everything's in Google compliance. Whether we're using that information or not, we need to have it on file.
Right. Okay.
So you'll get a reminder email at 1 that the call is scheduled at 2. I'll send you a calendar invite as well, but you don't have to respond to it. If I do happen to be in between phone calls at 2 o'clock when our technician calls you, I'll be on the call as well, just in the beginning, just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have. Now, as far as that initial investment,
and
that,
if I can't be there, I will let you know via email.
That's perfect, yeah. And we can always reschedule it. They'll call you at 2, they'll call you at 2:05, and then they'll call you again at 2:15, and if they don't get in touch with you, they will reschedule it. Typically, they reschedule for the same time next day, but if you let us know ahead of time, we'll reach back out to you proactively and make sure that you've got the time that works best for you. And then for the initial investment of $249, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
It's going to be on a debit card, Visa.
Okay. And is it your name on that card, Matt, Matthew, any middle initial or the business name?
It's Matthew.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
Yes.
And no middle initial?
Right. Not on the card, no.
Not on that card. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, it's 4535 0602.
Okay.
2942.
Yes, sir.
6010.
And then the expiration month and year?
Yeah, it's January of
2029, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
You mean the security code?
Yes, sir.
944.
944. So I've got 944, 944 in the back. I've got January or 01 of 2029 for the expiration date. And Matt, was the card itself 45-35-0602-2942-6010?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 9822 Walnut Drive, 80831?
Yes, it's 80831.
Okay, gotcha. So in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. I would, if you have a pen handy, be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So the toll-free is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time, so 8 a.m. to 5 Mountain. You can email 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, Matt, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive that email either after hours or very late in the day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link to the invoice email on the written terms and conditions. I should say there will be a link to the written terms and conditions on the invoice email. There's also going to be that same link sent out to you by text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is just to add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, a little bit of security, in fact, a security question. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Home Services Pro, whether it's you or Christina, we may sometimes ask for the answer to the security question. And, of course, if anyone calls you, especially a week or so from now, if you start getting calls from people that are not potential customers, If they are telling you that they're Google or telling you that they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information, then it wouldn't be us. Then don't entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you, Matt, and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us at all, and they wouldn't even know that information. You wouldn't even need to ask them if they know the security question. The voice verification was already attached to your account, and it is, you know, for your protection. It clearly states that it only bills on the 28th and only for exactly $249 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
First pet's name.
First pet. Okay, and what is the answer?
I'm thinking maybe I should go with the other question. Let's go with the first pet name. Let's go with Gracie.
Gracie? That G-R-A-C-I-E?
G-R-A-C-I-E, yes.
Okay, perfect. Type that in twice. And then I do have your wife on here as an authorized point of contact, since she is a co-owner, meaning that if we're not able to reach you, we'll try reaching her. And, of course, either one of you can call us.
Yes.
And she has the same last name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is there
yes.
a different number that we would use if we can't reach you or that we might expect her to be using to call us?
Yes, for her, she's got a different number. Her number is 719-960-6161.
I got 719-960-6161. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And then did you happen to receive either the automated email? Looks like our system sent out everything to you. You got the welcome email, which is important, not only because it has our client support information,
yes.
everything I just gave you. Most of the emails do. The welcome email has your login creds, your credentials for your username and password. So you can't change your username. It's in our system the same way, but we've made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the number that we're speaking on, which we do have as the business number, the number you want on your website. The area code is included, but it's just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So your username is 719-246-1558. The password you can change is default set right now to good online, GOODONLINE, all lowercase, no space. You can change that default password at any point in time. You also got another email, one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Everyone gets this email. Any information that you can send our way does help us to kind of satisfy Google and expedite the process of satisfying Google that you are, in fact, an active business, that you're a legitimate company, that you do service that local area. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send us, photos of tools or equipment, picture of your work vehicle. Obviously, there's no real workplace because you go out to the customer, but Google's usually happy with just, you know, picture of that work vehicle parked in your driveway, something like that. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect, yeah. So if you can send us that information, it definitely helps. The one email that I did want you to see now, though, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, so the other one. If you click on it, it says, Hello, Matthew. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below. Then it says, Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Just give me a second here. I'm doing things that you don't even know.
That's okay. I kind of have a sense I don't have your undivided attention, but you're doing just fine, and I'm perfectly willing to be patient. I definitely understand, and I appreciate you taking the call.
And so I got three. The first one was thank you. The second one is welcome. The third one was hello, Matt.
Yeah, that's the one.
Profile verified, yeah.
So the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, your invoice is below. It's the Local Splash initial invoice.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a username and password?
Your username is your phone number, 719 with the area code, but just numbers, just the number, 719-246-1558. That is your username. Your password is good online. You don't have to do anything with that just yet. In fact, we have to do your client interview first before your tracking system becomes active. So you'll get by email and text official notice when your tracking system is active. You can try it at any time before then.
Does that include dashes or dots?
No.
Yeah,
just the numbers. It is your phone number with the area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers in order.
And what was the password?
Good Online, GOODONLINE.
Capital G?
No, it's all lowercase.
Capital G?
Uh-huh. No, it's all lowercase.
Good. Online. Okay. Okay.
But did you see the other one, the one that says local splash initial invoice?
Yes.
Okay. So that's the one that we want you to open up.
Okay.
And you'll see where it says please click here to accept the...
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm already there. Yeah.
Okay. So the subscription terms, the terms of experience, obviously Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although we will make sure you're listed on Bing as well for the roughly 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. All of the different destinations and directories, the websites included, the Facebook ads, etc. So you'll see the long line in the two boxes below it. One that says I agree to receive SMS messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on both of those boxes. The longer box with the arrow towards it that says sign. Okay. If you were able to click the confirm signature, which it looks like you still have to click on the confirm signature. If you're on your phone, you might have to turn it sideways. As long as your portrait mode is not locked,
no.
Up high enough you can see it.
No, I'm not. Okay, welcome to Local Splash. Okay. I'm pretty tech savvy. I'm just very distracted right now. So.
No, that's okay. No, I definitely understand. Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were on the phone or not because I've had that concern. People say, well, I can barely see it, but I can't click on it, and you just have to put it in landscape mode. You're all set and squared away on my end. You don't have to worry about logging into your tracking system. In fact, it's not yet active, like I said. But if I am in between phone calls at 2 o'clock on Monday, I'll join that conversation in the very beginning to say a quick hello to you. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. We do have both you and Christina on here as authorized points of contact. You take care. I appreciate your time, especially during a busy day. And you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. Well, thank you for your patience and your help.
Absolutely.
I'm appreciative. And sorry about my distractions. I just got stuck.
No, that's okay. I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, thank you for taking the call on a busy Friday. But you hang in there. Hopefully you'll get a couple of minutes to take it easy over the weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay. I'll be there.
You do prefer Matt, right?
Thank you. You know, when I was younger, I preferred Matt. As I've gotten older, I think, you know, my parents gave me the name Matthew. I kind of prefer that now. So.
Really? You've grown to accept
Matt,
it and embrace it. Okay.
Yeah.
I
actually go by either. So
by either.
Fine.
Okay.
If you wanna, not doing anything wrong, fine. Matt or Matthew.
By calling you Matthew. That's the answer that I was looking for, because otherwise I would put in a priority note here that you do prefer Matt, but if that's not the case, we'll just leave it as such, and they may just address you as Matthew, which you seem to be embracing these days, because that's how everything is on paper here for you, since it's that way on the billing. Well, I appreciate you, Matthew. You take care, sir. You have a great rest of the weekend.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your weekend, too, sir.
You too, Matthew. Thank you.